Hi guys, welcome to Money That Is Intercontinental, and that's money that goes across continents, money that traverses borders, money that travels internationally. Welcome to episode 22 of Money That Is Intercontinental. Today I have with me my co-host, who makes this hosting go easy. I mean, if the joke didn't land for you, I'm sorry. But welcome to the show. Hasana.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Hasana. She's been with us for 22 episodes. 22, okay, 21. I think I did one without her. That's to tell you how valuable she is. I did one without her. But before we go on, Hasana, do you have anything to say for yourself? 21 episodes, how do you feel?
Man, it's been a good one. I mean, we have had like issues here and there, but we've been able to overcome. But it's been fantastic. Having to have this conversation and also learning at the same time.
We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Substack, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn. So drop us a comment. Let's hear from you. Let's see what you say. Let's see what you, I mean, who's your favorite co-host? Neo. I feel like Hasana will win this vote, but let me set myself up. So who's your favorite host? Myself.
Don't worry, I'll vote for you. All anonymous.
Right. Right. I appreciate that. Maybe that means I'll just have one. You know, those votes that have like 99 and one.
Oh, God.
All right. So, today we're talking about something interesting. We're talking about a topic that hits very close to home. If you've ever done any kind of transactions online or offline, in any country in the world, actually, it's a serious, serious issue. And it's the hidden traps of paying international suppliers that you've been taught to accept. You know what this topic reminds me of? There's this challenge on TikTok where someone says, propaganda, I'm never accepting. And then begins to list a few things.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about that, you know, fraud, propaganda, we're never accepting. And put it out there. I think that's what we should do. I think I was, but you know, I'll leave that to Hasana to decide. All right. And so we're trying to draw attention and draw light to, obviously we can't find all the ways, but some of the ways that SMEs get scammed, some of it were even normalized because to us it is normal. We think it is normal, but it's actually not normal. It's just, you know, fraud and scams that has happened so often that we just decided that, well, it's happening, so we're moving on. Right. So, Hasana, do you want to like chip in a bit there?
Yeah. We're having this conversation today because we believe that most businesses don't lose money through, in quotes, big frauds. They lose money through normalized practices and things that they've been taught to accept, things that look standard, sound harmless, and are so common that you don't even have time or you don't even question them. But these quiet, small traps, they can cost more than one big scam ever will. So I think we're just going to go straight into it. And as Femi said, we possibly can't figure out all of them, but these are just some of it. So Femi, do you want to go ahead?
Hey. Yeah. I'll do that. All right. So, at the very top of the list, we have what monthly payments. If you've used either SaaS, that SaaS is software as a service, or you've done this monthly installment or so on, you might need to check the fine print. Monthly installments can also carry all kinds of scam. And the one we are highlighting today is where the supplier or the platform says your payment is every 28 days. When most people hear that, they will assume that they mean monthly. So in your mind, you're thinking, okay, it's going to be 12 payments a year. But if you actually sit down to do the calculations and all of that, that's actually 13 payments for the year, not 12. So they have scammed you into paying one extra for the service. That should ideally be just 1 year. It's monthly payments that are not actually monthly, you know. So they don't use the word monthly. They don't say every 30 days. They say every 28 days. So you might want to check the fine print before you commit into to a vendor or to a supplier. Hassan, you want to take the next one?
Yeah. I mean, this one Femi just mentioned, I had to pick up my calculator to do it. And I realized that people might not see this as a scam, maybe just normal thing until you see that it's kind of a scam. But the second one is hidden FX and conversion deductions. Now, this is the one that kills your profit margin silently. For instance, your supplier invoices $10,000 and you send the money from your bank. But between the Naira USD conversion, corresponding bank charges and FX spreads, you lose an extra 0.5 to 1% per payment without realizing it. Now, do that across 10 shipments and you have lost about $1,000, doing absolutely nothing wrong. You did not get scammed. You simply accepted the default banking route and the fees that come with it.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it really, really, I know it's a certain, I'm not going to mention names, but there's a certain university in Europe. The school fees are billed in Europe, but there's also a local currency that they use. I'm not going to mention the local currency because I'm not trying to, you know, get sued or whatever. But what they do is when you pay in that local currency, they have their own internal exchange rates that they use to convert it to euro, not the one that you find on xc.com or, you know, on the bank's website or wherever. So you might have done your calculations and said, okay, this amount should give me this, you know, in euro, but then you pay it and then you don't get it. The amount is less than what you imagine because they have their own internal exchange rates, which they do not share. It's not stated anywhere. It's not written anywhere. They're just going to give you the final outcome. They are not even going to give you a receipt that shows the breakdown and/or the exchange rates that was used. That's very interesting. So if you have a supplier or a bank that behaves like that, I think you should begin to check your invoices and your receipts again, just to be sure that you are getting what exactly you are paying for. All right, Hassan, our next one.
The next one on our list is the little, in quote, admin or processing charges. Suppliers love this one. You see, you hear documentation fee, $25, processing fee, $20, system update charge, $15. They are so normalized that SMEs pay without blinking. But if you ship like 20 times a year, just do the calculation. 25 times 20, $500. I mean, you are losing 700k plus yearly on tiny admin labels. Again, not fraud, just normalized leakage.
I like that word. All right, the next is bulk payments, bulk shipments. There's a certain country,
I've
used my app button at least. Suppliers insist on paying for full containers or bulk orders instead of smaller shipments, which means that you have to pay you have to buy a larger quantity, even though you are just meeting them for the first time. That's not what you need, or that's beyond what you need. Or you're actually just, you know, starting a relationship. I think I wanted to buy something recently. And the person said, oh, you have to buy a minimum of 10. And I said, I only need one. Why will I buy 10? I don't understand. That doesn't work for me. Well, the other 9 is going to waste. Sometimes you want to check out. And they say, oh, you can get, you know, say $10 or $20 or even $50 off your order if you could buy more things and get your order to get up to this other amount. Let's say you buy something worth $350, and I said, okay, if you can make it $500, we'll give you $50 off, and or, you know, or whatever they give you. And so you begin to look for other things to add. You know, sometimes it's $10, sometimes it's $5. Just to go over that edge so you can enjoy a discount that technically you've already been given. In fact, in some other cases, what they do is they also add the discount to the total and then pretend to give you a discount at the checkout. So yeah, it's not really a discount. You're still paying the normal amount that you should have paid.
There is another one that is duplicate or rebuild invoices. You receive 2 invoices for the same shipment because there's a system error. We reissued the invoice, or our finance team said to use this one. Many SMEs pay because they assume it's admin confusion, but you don't know somewhere your money has gone. The supplier isn't always in quote fraudulent. Sometimes it's internal issues, chaos, but your business will carry the cost.
Right. Thank you, Hassana. Thank you so much. That's a really, really good one. You know, duplicate invoices. You know. But we also have end of the year adjustments, right? End of the year adjustment. And I'll also combine this one with hidden late payment penalties, because they usually do that together. It's the same, I'm looking for the word, it's the same scam, just giving a different name, right? Sometimes they round up. So you're supposed to pay something, maybe 267, you're paying like 300. Or 285, you're paying, it's rounded up to 300. It's never rounded down. It's always rounded up. By the time you check out, the final amount does not quite match where you started from. Like I said, you might need to start paying closer relationship, or paying closer attention to your invoices and receipts.
Next so one. I do like this particular one, which is psychological, overly friendly suppliers. They will call you my brother. And as you guys like to say, chief, they will message you on WhatsApp, send...
If you only guys, I like to like, say it. That's why you're trying to...
share too much personal information. So you relax, you stop verifying documents because, oh, this is my guy now. Skip formal due diligence. And now this creates trust without verification, which is a perfect environment for subtle fraud or quality manipulation. And not every friendly supplier is dangerous, but every fraudster is friendly. So you have to just...
Wow. Say it again.
Not every friendly supplier is dangerous, but every fraudster mm-hmm. is friendly.
I think somebody should tweet that. That's quite profound. Yeah. Like I said, if you have other fraud incidents that you've experienced, we don't want hearsay. You've experienced personally, or you know, you worked in a place where it happened, share with us. Again, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Substack, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. One Remit or Money that is intercontinental. We're also on LinkedIn. Share with us. We want to learn. We want to see what's out there. What businesses are doing. You know, this normalized type of fraud. Sometimes they're trying to upsell you for things that you don't want. You call customer service for a problem, and rather than solve the problem, they're trying to upsell you. Because, you know, the thing that you have money that you don't know what you're doing with. Anyways, I think I want to draw the curtains here. I want to draw the curtains to a close here. But, you know, like I said, thank you guys for listening to us. Thank you for, you know, paying attention to our podcast. Thank you for sharing it. We want to hear from you guys. Please do, so that we can continue to do more. Shout out to my co-host once again, Hassana. She's been amazing. Thank you very, very much. See you on the next
one. Bye, everyone.